with everybody together getting through a global health crisis, there's something we can all relate to, and that's music. We know that music can get people through almost anything. So to get a real expert in the music business, a real legend, I thought we'd talk with Howard Bellamy from the Bellamy Brothers. Hi, Howard.
How are you doing, Jeremy?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I won't say a great, but it's just pretty doggone good, really, because I'm getting rest these days.
Well, that's exactly it, right? The sleep patterns, the schedules have all changed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you guys were in the middle of a tour, if I'm not mistaken, when this whole coronavirus thing started.
Jeremy, we've been on a tour for the past 40 years.
That's true.
when we're touring, when we're on the big tour for 20 shows, but prior to that and after that, we're booked. We usually play 140 shows a year before this.
Wow. Yeah.
And, that's an average. And that was, all booked. And, on the Blake Shelton tour, we were in Omaha, I believe it was, waiting to do a show, going down to get, the hall to get ready and everything. And they got a call at the hotel and just said, the mayor canceled the show.
Oh, geez.
I guess he was right to do that. Just nuts ever
since. Yeah, and actually, coincidentally, we talk about touring. I know that you've got a date scheduled on May 9th in Canada, Thompson, Manitoba. I was born in Winnipeg, a few hours away. So how's that for a coincidence, too?
Oh wow, yeah. Our guitar player of about 25 years is from Winnipeg.
Ah, okay, and you guys were in the city about a year ago, I think.
Yes, we were. We were. He usually lived here on the ranch with us, he got separated. He went up to see his grandson because we didn't use our band on the Blake Shelton tour, so it's the first time he could have some time off. And we used Blake's band, so our band was just they've been goofing off for weeks now. but anyway, went up there and hasn't been able to get back now to Florida. He's stuck back up in Winnipeg, and hopefully we'll see each other again.
Well, you'd almost think that in a time like this, we hear about essential services. I say music is essential. He should be allowed to travel.
Well, don't you think? It's an essential for me. I know that, and I know, it's a known fact. The greats, Beethoven and all the great creators of early music, they knew they're gifted, born just like you take the weirdos these days, but they're special people.
Right.
And they figured out years ago that everything rides a wave. We all do, and music just gives you a nice ride on that wave.
So tell me then about how you get through a tough time. Let's say you've had a bad day, or you just got some bad news, or you're stressed out. What's your go-to kind of music? Is there a genre? Do you have maybe a song that lifts your spirits?
Well, I love so many different kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
I look for something. I love melodic stuff. Because I think it makes you ride that wave a little. There's more ups and downs in that wave, and you can really go for a ride, melody.
Mm-hmm.
I think the ingredient of groove, melody, and lyric, you can't go wrong with a song. But then, there's songs that lay just heavy to groove, not great dialogue. So that kind of music, I miss something, but... I got drifted off in your question there, but melodic music's really what takes me for a ride. And reggae, I love reggae music because it's got that light, beautiful melodies. And it reverse back, I think those melodies in reggae go back to the old island music. I've heard it in the South Pacific. I've heard it around the world in the island. And it goes back to a gospel, really. So, there's... It's been lifting people up for years and years, and different kinds of music for different kinds of people.
Let's talk about how you're filling your time, because if you've got so many tour dates, you guys are constantly working. that's got to be like a 180 degree turn now, because, you know, you're home, right? You're isolating. Or, well, tell me, what are you doing every day to pass the time?
Well, I'm in better shape. I almost feel guilty to admit this, but I'm in better shape than I've been in years, because I've been working every day on the ranch. We've had gorgeous weather in Florida, and so been confined to the ranch pretty much, and getting, you know, people who are less likely at a younger age do all the going out for us, you know, so hanging pretty close, but been outside just working with the cattle on the ranch, fixing things that need mending. You know, it's like we were brought up, you know, and I was starting to recall all the things I had forgotten that I knew, if that makes sense. And so, yeah, a lot of flashing back, you know, in the early days of my life, because we were raised on this ranch. And so a lot of flashbacking. And but, you know, surviving it quite well. I hope to God, you know, they come up with something with very low side effects that we can, you know, get past this. And but, you know, I'm just I'm having a good time, just praying that it gets better.
Oh, absolutely. And it is a good time to, as you say before, you know, catch up on some rest and also just reconnect with, you know, your roots or even people from the past. I think this is good. You know, social media is the term that, you know, people use, but people have become so less social, and now picking up the phone and having a conversation or even a video chat with somebody you haven't spoken to in a while. So, you know, yes, this is a global tragedy, but, you know, there's some good coming out of it as well.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I've really begun to see the good. You know, as long as there is a light at the end of the tunnel, I'll think it was a wonderful experience. If there's not a light at the end of the tunnel, well, it doesn't make any difference anyway, does it?
So,
you enjoyed yourself on the way out. I mean, you know, you can get stressed, and you do. You'll minus. Start taking off with you in different directions and mm-hmm. about weird things, and you have to wipe it out, you know, say, just get busy doing something. And if you're driving a nail or something, you can't think about the bad stuff because you may hit your finger. You know, it's something you have to, you know, zone in on other than the bad part of the thing. We've been, you know, on the road for 45 years and played 72 countries around the world, and I had forgotten what your circadian clock, I had forgotten how important that was to getting your rest, because you know, we were changing time zones so much for all those years, and this is the longest I've been in one time zone in so long. I mean, since I was a kid almost. God, boy. What a great thing, just going to bed with the chickens and getting up with the cows.
It's going to be hard to shake it and get back into the your regular groove then, no?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be worth a damn for anything after this. Of course, at my age, they always say, oh, don't retire, you'll die shortly after or whatever.
Well.
But, you know, it's just a matter of staying busy. It's not, you never retire.
Right.
But,
right. Yeah. And if your true passion is, you know, you're doing what you love, so it's, you know, why would you want to retire, right? If you're still having a good time.
Exactly. You know, and I'll tell you what you do miss. You miss, you miss your fans. You get addicted to that live show thing. And mind you, we could play a few less dates and probably live a little longer. We've just, you know, tried to see the entire world and come close. I've seen mm-hmm. half of it anyway, and you know, I can't sit here and complain about how bad things are. I'm in on my swing, and it's on the front porch. It's about 78 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, and it's, you know, I'm just, you know, living day by day, moment by moment.
What is it? I mean, you've touched on a couple of things, you know, the energy from the fans and just the love of the music, but what is it that keeps you touring and doing? You guys are still, you know, putting out new music. What is it that keeps you going after all these decades?
You know, we were going so hard and fast, I think it just becomes addictive, and you get in that grind. That's just all you know. mean, it's hard to explain, and that's the mode you're in. I mean, it's, and you know, when you're on tour and the live show day, you know, we've always been, I've personally been very disciplined on that day. You know, I won't, it's all about the show and the experience you have with people, and that's why you're there, and you know, you do everything you can to make it a great event for everybody. And I miss that part. I miss it a lot. I would maybe like to see us do maybe not 140, but maybe 80 or 100 dates would be plenty coming up.
Mm-hmm. If you could,
I concern myself with you know, the big crowd thing, and it being, you know, where the problem is these days on catching this virus. Where all the contagion is in large crowds for sports, music, you know, and so the big social gatherings. And I'm wondering when people are going to be, you know, unafraid to come back to that. I mean, we all miss it, but, you know, I'm just curious to see how that's all going to shake out.
Yeah, and I guess it also depends on who you ask and what day you ask them, too, it seems like.
Doesn't it? I mean, I'm so damn confused. You know, I have opinions, you know, and I realize half the time I'm wrong. So, you know, that's because nobody else knows anything to tell me that's right, you know.
Yeah.
You have to kind of figure it all out for yourself, it seems like, you know, because, you know, I see so much contradiction within an hour on news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you just say, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah. Well, and the overall consensus, here's the thing, Howard, I'll give you the one piece of advice. Stay home. There you go. That seems to be the advice, right?
Hey, I think I'm going to take it, Jerry. Yeah, I'm about as home as you can get right now, barefooted, and just, you know, it's a wonderful life, and let's hope this thing, we get by it, and it'll be, well, this generation. We can say, if we get through this, we can say that we experienced something that equivalent to the Great Depression. You know, it is a war of a kind, because you're it's not physical, but it's certainly a mental trip. And so hopefully we'll all get through it, and we can look back and tell these stories for days to come.
And that's the thing, right? It's not like it's just one place being ravaged by tragedy. I mean, it is the entire world. And as cliche as the saying is, we're all in this together. We are, right? We can all relate. We're all locked up at home. It's not like I don't feel bad for you because I'm doing the same thing, Howard. Right? You know, like we're all in it. We're all experiencing it together.
Well, good. Well, that makes me feel so not so guilty then. Because honestly, what can I do? You do feel helpless. You feel helpless to a point, and then you say, well, I should know better. If there's nothing I can do about it, just do nothing. I mean, that's all you can do, because you can't trust half you're told. And it's like one of the old lines in Blazing Saddles. That's one of my favorite funniest Mel Brooks movies.
Yeah.
But it's always back. You know, there's a line when he gets to the point where he says, you're on your own.
I have to walk back what I just said. I don't have a sprawling estate in Florida, so maybe I definitely wouldn't feel bad for you. Okay, Howard?
Well, I don't like pity at all, so.
But you know, the thing is that, you know, when we're surrounded by the ones that we love and that love us, that's really at the end of the day what matters, isn't it?
Well, it really is. It's so back to the basics that we've all known and treasured for years. And you know, has been a period, kind of a recent period, where things, the country seems like it was changing anyway. Well, it was. And the politics is so thick that nobody can work together on anything anymore. So, you know, it's had my concern for quite a while. And for this to come on when all of that's already there, all the unstableness around. Yeah, am I painting too negative a picture here?
No.
But, you know, still in all of that, you have to,
mm-hmm.
you have to keep some ray of hope. I mean, without it, what's the use? So just dig down. And music, we're back to music, let's talk about it. And I think that especially uplifting music, positive stuff, you know, can really help you get through that.
Absolutely, and I think that's why especially music fans are just waiting to get back to seeing, you know, the summer festivals and the concerts in the big arenas. And, you know, until then, I guess the good thing about the internet is that we've got YouTube, right? Or we can watch videos or DVDs of the concerts.
Yeah, it's kind of like having phone sex. It really is.
Well, I mean, I'm going to use the word uplifting on that one, but...
nothing like the real thing. Not that I've done that. That's why it popped in my weird mind.
Gee, if... wow.
But the real thing, you know, you do miss the real thing, though.
Right. I would take that into three or four other questions, but we're out of time, Howard. You're saved by the bell, I think, on this one.
Whoa, boy. You probably edited that out. Whatever you want to do.
Here's the thing. Like we said, we need to keep things upbeat and have a laugh. So I think that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we didn't talk about sense of humor. I mean, if you don't keep that, well, you're in trouble at any time in this life.
I think this is giving us, well, this is giving us pause.
You can't laugh at yourself, you know, and every day.
Right. We can't take ourselves too seriously. If we do, that's when we're in trouble.
We all are, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have all your tour dates, but of course we know that that's on hold until, you know, who knows when, but where can people, stay in touch? Your website, social media?
Yeah. No, we're all out there where people do those things, you know, and you know, we're going to try to start, we have a little TV show that we filmed here at the ranch, and we're going to try to crank that back up, fairly soon. If, you know, people can start to travel a little bit. So, you know, there will be some interesting episodes come out of that. Shame we haven't had a camera running for, but there's so many weird things that have happened on this time. I've pulled baby calves. About five of them I had to deliver. And it was, it was back to the old days, you know. And I was trying to remember all this. And I kind of cried. I did a pretty damn good job, you know, after not having done it all these years. So I tend to ramble, Jeremy, so if I can ramble too far, just reel me back in.
No, I'd love to hear. I've never spent that much time on a ranch, but go on. What else are you experiencing day to day?
Oh, well, you know, a lot of that, we have, of course, a lot of animals around, and so they're just always doing something to keep you occupied, you know, with cattle, we have horses, and we have fish ponds with fish, go to feed them every day, and just, you know, just a wonderful part of life. A lot of nature here, you know, and that nature always brings me back around, you know. I think if they can let people out still and go walking at a safe distance in parks, and I think it helps so much their mental status, and of course listen to music while you're doing it. But I, you know, it's all a part of healing, you know, and nature usually has the answer.
And yeah, that's exactly it, right? So you just have a bit of music playing in the background out in nature. I mean, what else could you ask for?
That's about as good as it gets at any time in life.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to be checking out your social media, your website to, you know, keep up to date as to dates and everything like that. And well, thank you so much for spending your quarantine time with me, Howard. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. It was a pleasure talking to you.
All right. The legendary Bellamy Brothers will be watching for your tour. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.